The following is a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.
Good morning, happy Wednesday, T's doing the ball, what's up? Big Wednesday later on tonight, we're doing our Live Wire Wednesday show. It's our biggest international footprint in any shows we do. We like 13, 14 shows in the TKR app, Tony Curry Radio app. You can listen to us live 24 hours a day on the TKR app. Great classic rock music. And, of course, the shows that start at 9 o'clock in the morning, go to all the way 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock at night. All kinds of great shows. Over 1,000 different podcasts, the Tony Curry Radio podcast. So check that out. Wanted to mention real quick before we get into a couple things here. The fine folks at WorkPlay, and I talked to Tommy Williams. I kind of go back and forth. Great guy. They have a brand new show, or big show, should I say, coming up called Space of the Day, coming up on December 2nd. It's only $15. It's like an atmospheric alternative rock show. It's fantastic. It's unbelievable. Go to WorkPlay.com, WorkPlay.com for all the details on that. They have another Maverick Lounge coming up, The History of Grunge, which is coming up later on in December, which is fantastic. Good morning to you, Brandon. But if you go to the website, WorkPlay.com, they got tons of Christmas shows coming up, all kinds of really cool stuff. Go to WorkPlay.com, WorkPlay.com, and check out Space of the Day. It's coming up on December 2nd. And, of course, that's in a couple days. $15. $15 for a show. Doors open at 7 o'clock. Show starts at 8 o'clock. Bars probably open at 4, so check them out. It's going to be fantastic. Heard the Hugh Freeze conference yesterday. And I'll say one more thing about this Hugh Freeze thing. I said that Hugh Freeze was going to be the head coach at Auburn about 2 months ago. I know that Hugh Freeze has wanted this job. He wanted it 2 years ago before Brian Harsin was hired, and he's done everything he possibly could do to get this Auburn job. So good for Hugh Freeze. I know there's backlash. I know there's trolls. I know there's people based off the whole Laramie Tunsil thing and the Houston Nutt thing and the escort service, and it's easy pickings. I know that. I do think he's a great fit for Auburn. I think he'll do really well. He's a hell of a recruiter. He's a great recruiter. Whether he was cheating while he was doing it or not, it's neither here nor there. He's a great recruiter. He did it at Ole Miss. He had a top 10 recruiting class at Ole Miss for 3 years straight. And, of course, he's one of only three coaches to beat Nick Saban in back-to-back years. So I think he's a really good hire. And I think you got him for a bargain at $6.5, $7 million a year. I will say this, and I heard John Cohen yesterday, the athletic director, speaking about saying that Hugh Freeze was always their number one pick and they got their guy. Obviously, whether it's bad journalism or whether we just were reading the tea leaves or the social media platforms where everyone thought that Lane Kiffin was going to be the guy, we were totally thrown off. Lane Kiffin may have used this whole situation to get him more money. That just happens. Jimmy Sexton is a great agent. But the money thing to me is really interesting. So Auburn is now going to be paying out over $40 million in buyouts. They got to give Liberty $3 million just to bring in Hugh Freeze. And it's funny because you can, you know, it's like you get what you pay for, right? You can go buy the cheap piece of crap now and it's going to last a year. And then you're going to be buying another cheap piece of crap in a year. Or you can go out and buy something, spend three times the money, and it's going to last a lifetime. And so that's kind of the same way with coaches. Do you remember when Mal Moore went to get Nick Saban? Do you remember what happened? He wouldn't take no for an answer. I don't think Nick Saban was going to leave Miami. But Mal went down there on an airplane. He sat on the runway and said, "I'm not leaving until you get on the plane." It was 12 hours later, Nick Saban was on the plane. If Auburn really wanted Lane Kiffin, they could have gotten Lane Kiffin. And if you're an Auburn fan, you know exactly what I'm talking about. If you're talking the difference between $8 million to $12 million a year, hell, if you really wanted Lane Kiffin bad enough, and you really thought that he was the end all and he was going to win you a national title and he was going to be the last coach you ever had, right? If you really wanted that, should have made him the highest paid coach in college football. I got news for you. Lane Kiffin's got an ego. If you throw $15 million a year at Lane Kiffin, he's biting. He's your head coach at Auburn. If you wanted him that bad. Now, I know there's budgets. I know there's NLI situations. There's all these different things. The NIL thing is crazy anyway because I know Auburn's got a crap load of that. But if you really wanted him, you stay until he can't say no anymore. And obviously, it wasn't enough for you to want Lane Kiffin. Because if you're looking at all the money you're doing in buyouts, just think about it. You got a coach. Wouldn't it be nice to have a coach for like 10 years? Wouldn't it be nice to know you don't have to worry about those kind of things? I'm just saying, if you really want to, and we make it sound like, well, you can't give him $15 million a year making the highest paid coach. Why not? Why not? Doesn't mean that he's worth it, but if you want him bad enough, money talks. Ole Miss wasn't going to give him $15 million a year. if you really, really wanted him, what's another $5 million a year? Hell, Booster's got that in their back pocket down at Auburn. If you really wanted him, you could have gotten him. But you guys, you freeze, and I think it's a good fit. I think things work out for a reason. I think it's going to be fantastic. So Richard Evans, good morning to you. I think you're good to go. Hey, there was a really interesting, speaking of hires, Mark Ingram, who's a good friend of mine. He's the athletic director at UAB. We do a podcast called the UAB Director's Chair. You can check it out wherever you get your Tony Curry Radio podcast. I love talking to Mark because coaches are great, but they're X's and O's guys, and I've been talking X's and O's for 25 years. I love to pull the curtain back and find out what's really going on in an athletic platform or situation, and I can do that with UAB, and Mark knows I'll ask him questions. He doesn't have to answer them, but I'm not throwing softball questions up to Mark Ingram. So there was an open letter from the UAB football team that came out yesterday about 3 o'clock. And it was addressed to Ray Watts. And basically, the football team wanted to have a say in who their next head coach was going to be. Evidently, Skip Holtz, who, of course, has done a nice job with the Stallions here in town, his name was at the top of the list. We have Trent Dilfer. His name is very, very interesting. I think that's a good possibility if it's not already done. But anyway, the football team wanted to have a say in who their next head coach was going to be. And, of course, they want Brian Vincent to be the head coach for the UAB Blazers. Despite the fact that it wasn't a stellar year, they are going to a bowl game. They're going to the Bahamas. And I like Brian a lot. I've spoken to Brian several times. I've interviewed him. He's been with the organization for 5 or 6 years. And I think he'd do a fine job at UAB as a head coach. It's really interesting, though, when you start allowing Tim McGee Sr., good morning to you, man. It's really interesting when you start allowing your employees, though, to have their say-so in who they think their boss should be or a hire. It's worked in a lot of different businesses. Sometimes people will come from out of town, sit down with employees and say, listen, we're going to have an open thing here. We're wanting to hire your new GM. And it actually happened several times. When I was at Cumulus, when I was doing radio, do you have any ideas? And sometimes I think they just do that to behoove us, to make us feel like we're part of the process, knowing that our say probably has nothing to do with the hire. But it makes us feel good because we're part of a team and we get to actually say, hey, I think this guy would be a great hire. This guy would be a great hire. You're never going to eat yourself from the inside out. Do you remember the whole thing at Alabama with Mike Price? Mike Price never even coached a football game, and the players were up on the podium crying, begging them to keep Mike Price after all that crap went down. And, of course, they let him go. But listen, football teams, man, they're going to back their guy. They're going to back their coach. They're never going to throw their coach under the bus. And that says a lot about Brian Vincent. It says about what a great man he is and what a good coach he possibly could be. Could he be successful at UAB? I think so. But are they willing to wait to make that happen? I'm not sure. But the fact the football team spoke up and said, listen, we weren't part of this process. We spoke to Mark. I haven't seen him in a couple months. And then, of course, Mark and Ray did a dual release yesterday saying, listen, we have talked to the football team. We appreciate their passion for their program. We appreciate the fact they have a say in what they want to happen. But, you know, we're ultimately the ones that have to make those hires because the football team isn't paying out the millions of dollars to bring in a football coach. I think it's really interesting, though, because whenever you're in a business, they always sit down with the employees like, well, you know, we want to make sure that as a team we're all happy and we're all on the same page. Who would you like to be your new boss? And they never go that direction because you're not the one supposed to be hiring. You're playing ball. You play ball for whoever your coach is, and that's the way it probably should be. I appreciate the fact they wrote the letter to Ray Watts, but I don't think it's going to make a hill of beans. With that being said, I'm going to be talking to Mark Ingram tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock. We'll have a fresh podcast, and we'll find it straight for the man, the athletic director, tomorrow on TKR on the Tony Curry Radio podcast platform, so check it out. Finally, I wanted to bring something up. Listen, I will slam on some things. I speak for every man and woman out there. I'll say some things that a lot of people are afraid to say, but I'll tell the truth. I mentioned the other day I went to Arby's and they had no roast beef. What the hell? We have the meats? No, you don't. And I called them out on it. I've had this ongoing thing with Spectrum for a long time. I've been with Spectrum for 25 years, and people are like, Tone, if you're with Spectrum and you don't like Spectrum, get rid of Spectrum. Because there's a lot of different ways. But I'm an older guy. I'm kind of set in my ways. Once I get something going on, it works. I don't want to switch it. I don't want to change it. It goes for phones or anything else. So Spectrum has this deal where you can get internet and television for like $100 a month, and I'm spending over $300. I'm like, what the hell? Why am I spending so much money? Mike Ellison, good morning to you. Why am I spending so much money when a new customer gets the best deal? So they tell me that I can get the deal as long as I haven't been a customer for the last 60 days. So I'm like, you're telling me that I need to cancel you, and then you're expecting me to bring you back. That's where Spectrum is right now. I thought cable was hurting. I thought people were cutting the cord, right? And I'm like, seriously? I've been a customer of yours for 25 years, and now you're telling me I have to cancel you to bring you back to get the deal? That's ridiculous. That's crazy. Even on the Spectrum commercials, it says, be unreasonable. I'm not even being unreasonable. I'm being unreasonable. Like, what the hell? It doesn't make sense. Why am I paying an extra $250 a month? And I still got like the silver package from like 1983. And it doesn't even exist anymore. Let me tell you something. When you're on something and you're paying a subscription or you're paying something monthly and things are changing and you're not checking into it, they will continue to take your money every single month without telling you that you get a better deal. Everybody, AT&T does it. Verizon's cell phones are a crock. It's an absolute wrap. You go up there and say, listen, I'm not paying $200 a month anymore. They'll figure out a way to drop your bill. I know. I don't like to be pleasantly annoying or a pain in the ass. But if you want to save some money, that's the way you do it. And then, of course, you get at the lower level and it pops back up. So, that being said, I got on a phone call with Spectrum. I'm moving tomorrow. And I need to make sure I've got the internet humming along because of TKR, Tony Curry Radio, my podcast. And, of course, I want to watch television. And so I call him up and I said, listen, I'm moving from this location to this location. Can you help me out? And I talked to a guy named Julio in Texas. And then I talked to a really nice woman named Janelle, who I think is watching this morning, in the Carolinas. I was on the phone for over 2 hours. Now, normally I'd be pitching a fit to be on the phone for 2 hours to move my cable. But she was actually one of the nicest people I've ever spoken to. I have an affinity. I have a compassion. I have a respect for people who have to work in customer service on phones. First of all, I really appreciate the fact I can understand everything she was saying. It is really, really annoying when I get on the phone, and I'm not being racist or anything else, but man, if I can't understand what the hell you're saying right away, I'm like, okay, this, and 2 hours of not understanding what someone's saying was enough to, I mean, I'm not doing it, right? But she was super clear, super concise, super nice. We recited scripture together. It was fantastic. And she's like, you know, Mr. Curry, why in the world are you paying so much every month? And I said, please tell me. And so I explained to her my situation. She's like, let me get with my people. And that's why it took so long. And she bumped me off like $110 a month. And I greatly appreciate that. So what I'm going to slam on you for a reason, I'm going to slam on you. If I'm going to thank you for your service, I will thank you for it. I'm not saying still Spectrum's my favorite. Because their commercials suck. They're terrible commercials. If you got Spectrum, you see Spectrum commercials almost every commercial break, and they're really, really annoying. Really annoying. It's weird because I'm getting a Spectrum commercial, and I already got Spectrum. I don't need to see your commercials on my TV. But I will give props where props are due. And Janelle, if you're out there watching, and I told her about my radio station and everything else, you did a great job, and I appreciate the fact that I get to stay with you, and I really appreciate the fact that I don't have to change things up because changing things up scares the hell out of me. That's the way it is. All right, check out Wordplay, wordplay.com for this fantastic show. Shows throughout the entire month of December. I want to thank my good friend Al Cooper from Coosa Valley Auto Sale, one of our biggest proponents. He just gets on and talks about Tony Curry Radio all the time, listens every single day. He's a good friend of mine. Check out CoosaValleyAutoSales.com. And, of course, check out our Tony Curry Radio podcast. Wherever you get your podcast, just search Tony Curry Radio. That's Curry with a K, K-U-R-R-E. We have well over 1,000 podcasts up, everything from rock and roll shows to blue shows to computer shows to pet shows. We have Need to Know with Kip Kiefer. We have Wanna Bet. We have gambling shows. We have all kinds of wonderful shows up on our Tony Curry Radio podcast. And, of course, you can download the TKR app, Tony Curry Radio app, TKR through Apple or Tony Curry Radio through Android, and it's free. It stays on, which is one of the only apps I have. When you clip off it, it stays on. So you can take phone calls, you can get on the internet, you can do whatever you want, and the TKR app plays until you slide it up and you turn it off, but it's on all the time, and it's great classic rock and roll. Starts with Students at the Game at 9 o'clock in the morning. I'm sure they'll be talking about the Hugh Freeze Hire coming up a little bit later on this morning. But thanks for watching this morning. I appreciate you. And we'll get after this week. Check out, of course, our big show tonight, Live Wire Wednesday, brought to you by Southern Precision Staffing, 205-682-2828. 205-682-2828. 2023 will mark the 50th anniversary of AC/DC. They've been around for 50 years. Wouldn't that be a great time to start a world tour, your 50th anniversary celebration of the band? Hello. Get after it. We're going to celebrate their first releases tonight, all tunes from the year of 1975 tonight at 8 o'clock Central. It's a great show. If you love rock and roll, you love AC/DC, you will love the show. Download the TKR app, listen to it live, or check it out wherever you get your podcast. Have a blessed day. Thank you for watching this morning. I love you. And let's get after it. And hooday, Michael.
This has been a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.